Today is Tuesday, June 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We have a voicemail that I didn't realize we had, and I hope I haven't played it already because I'm going to play it now. I hit my microphone arm. So sorry. But I'm going to go ahead and play it now. And if I've already played it, oh well. So let's have a listen.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Dennis. Hope you're well. Calling from Falls Church, Virginia. Just wanted to let you know the last episode I listened to was 629 on May 4th. I'm so far behind, I don't know if I'll ever be able to catch up. Anyways, just wanted to call and say hello and hope all is well and apologize for not being a diligent listener and being so far behind on my listening to the podcast. Hope y'all have a great Memorial Day weekend, which is coming up soon. Talk to you later. Hope all is well. Bye.
Dennis, how dare you not be a diligent listener? Oh, please. You know what you should do when you get a certain amount behind? And I give you permission to do this. You don't need permission, but I'm giving you permission. Even though you don't need it. But what you should do is you should set your podcast app of choice, whatever that is. Like, for instance, I have Pocket Cast. All of my podcasts, that's what I listen to all of my podcasts on, is Pocket Cast. What you should do is you should actually set that to only keep a certain number, because you should never feel pressured. You should never feel like, oh my, like it's a job. It should be something that you enjoy doing. So one thing you could do is just set it to only keep the most recent 5 episodes or whatever. Now, some people really, 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 really want to hear every single episode of a show. And you know, they want to make sure that they don't miss anything at all. You know, they want to make sure that every single thing that is talked about, they have heard and they have kept up to date with my life. And I appreciate that. Look, you know, that is so sweet. And if you're that way, by all means, listen to all of them. But if you're starting to feel pressured or like, oh, I'm never going to catch up, and you're okay with it, just delete some. Just set it to only keep the most recent 5. It's perfectly, look, I'm not going to give out the secret codes to, you know, I don't know, secret access codes or, you know, the lottery ticket that's going to win you millions of dollars, or nothing that I say on this show is worth stressing over. But I really appreciate your call. And I want to apologize that it took me so long to get to it, because I completely didn't even realize that I had a voicemail. You know, and there are shows, I will get behind on Big Fatty. Because he does 5 days a week as well. And I'll get behind on that and I'll think, no, I'm not going to delete them, because I want to hear that receipt that he talks about and what he saved his money on. I want to hear that. I don't want to miss it. You know, so I'll keep them. And I'll, you know, I don't get stressed about it though. I just, you know, I'll eventually get to them. I've started, now that I'm mowing the lawn every week, because I think what happened to a lot of us is now that we're working from home, there's not a commute time to listen to podcasts, because you're at your desk working and then you turn off your computer or whatever, you go downstairs or you go in the next room and you can move on with your life. There's not a drive. All of us that have started working home since COVID. And so I do find that it's harder for me to get through as many podcasts. And also, I've talked about my job a lot, but I have a lot more meetings now than I used to. And so before, when I had a lot of desk time to get stuff done, to actually sit there and write computer code or you know, whatever, computer code, to write code or to do documentation and other things, I could listen to podcasts while I was doing that. But now that I have a lot more meetings and, you know, probably 2/3 of my day now is sitting in meetings, I don't have as much time. You know, I can't listen to a podcast while I'm on a Zoom meeting. So I think a lot of us have run into that problem. But now that I'm mowing again, because it's summertime, I'm listening to podcasts while I mow, and it takes me 2 to 2.5 hours to mow, edge, and weed eat. And so I will listen to podcasts during that time. But there are some shows, none of the Pride 48 shows fall into this category, but there are some shows that are not as important. I love all of my Pride 48 shows, but the ones that are not, you know, I can put them on a list where, like, I used to listen to the show Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. And I like Dax. I like his assistant, Monica. I don't really care for the interviews that much, but I really like Dax and Monica, so I would listen. But it's not one of those that you really need to listen to every single episode. They're not related to one another. So I set that one to only keep a few episodes. And if I miss one, that's fine. Bottom line, thank you for your call. Don't feel stressed about it. Do what you need to do. So I was talking about KFC. We had KFC for lunch, and then we just kind of vegged out on Saturday. I should have probably done more than I did, because I kind of moved all of my chores to Sunday. But I didn't. Mark and I went to a circus Saturday night. So we had gone to a movie. We went to see Quiet Place 2. And that was our first time in a movie theater since COVID. And for the most part, you know, it was good. We enjoyed being back in a theater. I enjoyed having theater popcorn. And I have a habit of always having a slush when I go to the theater. Only if they have cherry or strawberry kiwi. Some red version, generally. Because I'm a red slushy. Whatever, watermelon, cherry, strawberry, kiwi watermelon, kiwi strawberry, you know, any of the red ones. I love those. That and popcorn. So we had gone to that, and that was fun. You know, we had a lot of fun, and we enjoyed the movie, and that was great. And it was a theater that had reclining seats and like all of that good stuff. So it was fun. But this was our first, other than the movie, this was our first big, you know, kind of indoor, air quotes, event with a lot of people. And it was fun. I will say this, and I'm probably going to talk about it more on Throwing Down today, because I don't have a lot of content. But it wasn't the best circus in the world. There was a lot to be desired, but we still had a great time. It was really fun. I have some complaints, but ultimately, at the end of the day, we got to go out. We got to have some fun. And I don't know. It was a good night out. On Sunday, I had to mow. So, you know, as we've talked about before, Baron Frosty, all Baron Frosty needs to do to make sure that I keep mowing my lawn is to continue to say on Twitter and other places, "Oh, well, I bet Adam is going to eventually hire someone to mow his yard." And then I'm, you know, because I'm rebellious, I'll be like, hell no, I'm going to do it myself. He probably doesn't care. But when I bought all of my lawn equipment last year, he made the comment that, "Oh, I bet within a month, Adam is going to have that hired out," or whatever. And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm not. I bought all that equipment." And I really don't mind mowing, except the problem is it's too wet early in the morning. And so if I try to mow when there's dew on the ground, the grass will stick to the underside of the mower and clog it up. But it also, I have a tendency for it not to cut as well when the grass is wet. So then you'll get done and there'll be these old pokey uppies, you know, that you couldn't get. So I can't do that. So really, from a moisture perspective, the best time of the day to mow is when it's the hottest outside. But it's like 100 degrees outside now. So I decided, okay, I'm just going to screw it. I'm going to mow at 9 in the morning. I haven't started going back to church yet. I did get an email, by the way, and it was from David. And he attached a couple of photos of St. John the Divine, which is the Episcopal Diocese of New York, as they're celebrating Pride Month. And he said I should look at it at an Episcopal church. You know what? I don't know, David, if there are any. I doubt they have orchestras, though. But you know what? I'm going to look into it. I am going to look into it. But anyway, I haven't started going back to church yet because the orchestra is not playing yet. So I mowed. And it looked fantastic when I was done, but it is a pain in the butt. I will say that. It is definitely painful. My feet were hurting afterwards. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.